This episode of the Spider Bites podcast is sponsored by TeePublic.com. TeePublic.com is an online merchandise store that showcases indie artists' design products from tees to totes to tapestries to whatever. They have thousands of designs, the prices are super affordable, and every purchase supports an independent artist. All of us at the Spider Bites podcast are picking out our favorite designs, and you can see what we like this week. Whether it's the Dabbing Husky or Thanos the Infinity Stone Bay, you can find and purchase these designs on t-shirts, sweatshirts, hoodies, or even phone cases. Just visit our store at teepublic.com/stores/spider-bites-podcast. Look, I know it's a mouthful, but the link will be in the description of the episode so you can find it there and see for yourself. And thanks again to teepublic.com for sponsoring this episode. But I remember my initial sentence for going to jail was like 2 years. Mm-hmm. And so I escaped after the first year. So I was on a run and tried getting a job back at the dance studio again. Nobody would hire me. And then after I escaped, the police wound up catching me. And so they put me back in jail for 15 years.
God.
And then tried bribing the guards again. Like maybe 3 times in a row and it didn't work. Mm-hmm. Then I got another 5 years tacked on to that for bribery. Then I got into another fight with somebody and they actually killed me. So I died in jail. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Spider Bites podcast. It's Spider and Ashley back again. How's it going, Ashley? How are you?
Going good. We haven't talked in forever.
I know. It's been, what, 2 weeks?
I think. Something like that.
Yeah.
Man. It doesn't feel like that long's passed, though.
No, it kind of doesn't.
But you were busy. How was Chicago?
Chicago was actually pretty awesome. I had a lot of fun.
Cool. You were lucky that you got to go, like, now when it's warmer. Because mm-hmm. when you have to go, like, when it's colder, it sucks.
Oh, does it?
Yeah. It's real. It's, you know, on the lake, so it gets real windy, which is fine when it's, you know, warmer, but when it's cold, it's extra cold.
Yeah.
So, yeah, not fun.
Yeah, because it wasn't too bad. It was a little, like, it took about, like, maybe a half a day for me to get adjusted to the weather up there. It was a little warm, but it wasn't that bad after, because I got up there Wednesday, and mm-hmm. after Wednesday it was okay for the rest of the time that I was out there. And then I got back to New Orleans last night and I walked out of the airport and it was like I was being suffocated by humidity. And it was like, oh my god, this is so miserable.
Yeah, it doesn't get as humid up here in the northern part too much.
Yeah.
But, yeah. What did you do?
So, I went downtown a couple times. I did make it to Chinatown. I didn't have a lot of time while I was there. So, I actually saw the Korean barbecue restaurant that you were talking about. It was so funny because they had a huge banner of BTS right above the door. It just immediately made me think of you. But I went to the place that's like right across from it. I think it's called My Place mm-hmm. or something like that. And I got some food from there. But I took the water taxi from Chinatown like down to the Riverwalk. So that mm-hmm. was pretty cool. Just a relaxing thing. I did that on my first day when I got in. So that was like a little relaxing thing to do. And I mean, the rest of the time, you know, it was pretty much working. So I didn't really get to do too much. Mm-hmm. But I did wind up making it to a mall outside of downtown in a place called Oak Brook. So that was pretty cool. And then on my last day, since I had a really late flight, mm-hmm. I just went walking around downtown. So I went to Millennium Park. I saw the Bean and the mm-hmm. big fountain. And there was like some concert. They were doing like a mashup of like a bunch of Broadway musicals.
That's cool.
So I sat on that for a little bit. Then it was about to start raining. And I think, like, all in all, for me walking around downtown just on Monday, I think I walked like 7 miles.
Yeah, it gets crazy. You do a lot of walking there.
Yeah. But like I said, you know, the weather wasn't too hot. And then because it was about to start raining, it was like overcast and kind of cloudy. So there was a real nice breeze blowing throughout the city and everything. So it wasn't bad at all.
Yeah, you got lucky on weather.
Yeah, I got real lucky on weather.
Yeah, Chinatown is like one of my favorite things to do there because it's just so, it's like going to a different country without going to a different country.
Yeah.
Because it's just like everything's in Chinese and, you know, it's just really cool to walk inside those shops and stuff too. I didn't know how to tell you where Daebak and Ajumma's was. Because, like, especially Daebak because it's like in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, I know how to get there from like, because what we always, you can't walk there from like wherever we stay. So we always have to take like Lyft.
Yeah.
And we always get dropped off at like the big, like, welcome to Chinatown sign. And then from there, we know how to walk to get to Ajumma's is like basically right across the street from that. And then Daebak is like, you have to go a couple streets over and like, so I was like, I don't know how to explain that. I'll just tell you what it's called and hope for the best. But yeah, Chicago's really cool. There's so much that you can do.
Yeah, there like, really is.
Yeah. Cause when we went there one time just to be tourists where we went last summer, there it was like super hot, it was crazy. But yeah, like what did we do? We went to like the aquarium, the field museum, the bean, we did so much. We went to Willis Tower, like all that stuff, and walked around most of the time unless, you know, we couldn't walk somewhere like Chinatown or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, so you do so much walking and you get so sore.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot. I want to say we actually walked from Chinatown. Where did we go? I don't know. We walked pretty far from Chinatown. but yeah, you definitely do a lot of walking. But yeah, I definitely want to go back, and when I have like more time to dedicate to actually, you know, seeing stuff, because I still want to go to the Willis Tower. I want to go to the top and see like the view from up there. And I saw like a lot of advertisements for the Field Museum and stuff like that. So definitely a lot more stuff that I would like to get to, and actually be able to see next time I go. So hopefully I can do that.
Yeah.
Sometime soon.
Well, I think there's the City Pass. I forget what it's called. It's something like that that you can buy. And it's like, I don't remember, like $120 or something. But then it basically is like pays for things. Like it's like a fast pass too. So like for the museum and the aquarium and stuff like that, you could just walk up and be like, I have this. While other people are waiting in line, they're like, okay, you're good to go.
Oh, nice.
So, you know, stuff like that. And yeah, because when we went during the summer, we did that, and it was totally worth it for like everything we ended up doing.
Yeah.
I don't remember. You'd have to look it up and see, because it tells you like you could do this or this kind of thing. But yeah, so that was really cool and totally worth it. And then if you want to go to Willis Tower, I suggest going at night because it makes things like it looks so much prettier.
Yeah,
I didn't go during the day. We went at night, but it was really pretty at night, so I suggest going at night.
Nice.
But yeah, Chicago's a good time.
Yeah, definitely. For the brief time that I was downtown, I had a really good time.
Yeah.
Tried to not look too much like a tourist when I'm walking around.
I know, that's hard to do because, you know, you want to look around at everything. But then when you do, because no one else is, then you're like, well, I stick out.
Right.
At one point, especially when it was me, my friend, and then our other friend, and he's a guy. So, like, when it's just me and Peyton, it kind of, like, you know, we're a little weary. But when we had Tyler with us, it was like, I feel a little more safe having him here.
Yeah.
He could beat someone up, so I'm fine. But luckily, when we went in the summer, he went with us, so that was perfect. I was like, I'm okay looking around and looking like a tourist because, you know, we're good.
Yeah. I've noticed that one thing that tourists do that like the residents or Chicago regulars don't do is they don't look up. They have no reason to look up. And I find myself, you know, especially when you're downtown and you're surrounded by skyscrapers, you're just looking up to see everything. And it's like, yeah, nobody else really does that.
No. And then a lot of times, Peyton and I, when we get there, we'll walk from the train station to our hotel. So, of course, we have our luggage with us.
Right.
So I'm like, well, we stick out and are 100% tourists.
Definitely stick out.
But it saves us a little time because usually, you know, once we get in, I forget what time we get there. It's like noon or one when we get there. And then you can't check into the hotel till like three usually unless you're lucky. And they're like, oh, because sometimes there's a check-in fee if you check in early, or sometimes they just don't have a room until three. So we usually stay at the train station and eat lunch or something. And then to waste a little more time, we walk. And to save money on like Lyft, we walk to the hotel that we're staying at.
Yeah.
But yeah, then it sucks because her suitcase is really nice where it's got like the four wheels and she could just wheel it. Mine always has two and I'm struggling to pull it.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, it's always a good time, even though that happens every time. All right. So completely not talking about Chicago.
Yes.
I want to know if you could own any wild animal as a pet with like no consequences, like it's guaranteed it'll never attack you or someone else or anything. what one would you choose and why?
Guaranteed that it would not attack me. Mm-hmm. I would say granted that I could, you know, care for it and give it like everything that it needs to survive and not like danger it from taking it out of its own environment and everything like that. I would probably go with like a red panda.
That'd be cool.
I think they're very cute and they seem very curious about certain things, and they're very reactive and expressive animals, at least from videos that I've seen online. But I think they're also like they have like a really long sleep cycle, I believe. So it's like most of the day they spend their time sleeping, but then I would probably want to get two so they could interact with each other. So, you know, so they're not alone, because I don't I don't know anything about I don't think you can play with a red panda like you would play with a dog. So
I don't know.
So yeah, I would get two so they could interact with each other. But yeah, I think they sleep most of the day, and then when they're eating and then like they're active, they're just kind of like hopping around and stuff like that. Again, this is based on videos that I've seen of red pandas inside of a zoo, so.
Yeah, and then, yeah, that depends on like, you know, how trained, not trained, but like how domesticated they are.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff too. Because you know how sometimes you see people who have like wild animals like a skunk or a possum or something as a pet. So I don't know. There was someone around here that like had a fox as a pet. Like had, I think it was a fox, had like just gotten it, and it was like not even a year old or something, and they're like, I lost it, and they're like, we found it, it's dead. I was like, what the
heck? Wow.
You had that thing for not very long. It wasn't even a year old, and you just idiots. I swear. That was crazy. I didn't even know you could own like my uncle has he has a lot of wild animals, but he, you know, goes through like the proper channels and has permits and stuff. Yeah, he's always been really into wildlife and stuff. But I would say I would want a cheetah because I've always really liked cheetahs. Like they're, I don't know, really pretty, and they actually purr. I think they're like one of the largest cat breeds that purr. Because my second choice would be like a tiger, but they don't really purr. They make like a different sound. They like chuff is what it's called.
Yeah.
And they're a lot bigger. So I don't know. I like both cheetahs and tigers, but I would rather have a cheetah. Or like one of those. What's the smallest cat breed in the world? I forget what they're, but they're like kitten sized and they never get any bigger. And they just live in, like, the jungle. Like, those are adorable, too, but I don't know what they're called. But I like cats. So
Isn't there a thing called I don't know if this is the one that you're talking about, but like a pygmy cat or something like that?
Is that a thing? Maybe. I don't know. There's so many different cats. When I was younger, one of my dream jobs would be like to work at like one of those big cat animal sanctuaries.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to have like, you know, essentially vet knowledge. So that's not happening.
Let me see. The world's smallest cat, the ruby spotted cat, wins the title for the world's smallest wildcat, weighing a mere 1.8 to 3.5 pounds. It is 14 to 19 inches in length, not counting the tail, which is half the size of the body. Yeah, it looks like a tiny, tiny ocelot.
Yeah, and that's as big as it gets.
I say ruby. It's the rusty spotted cat. I don't know what I was reading.
Close enough.
I was reading the scientific name, which is Prionellurus rubiginosus.
Yeah.
Yeah, that. Look it up. It's the rusty spotted cat. If any of our listeners want to see, it is absolutely tiny. And yeah, it looks just like a kitten.
Yeah, and that's like, I've never seen a picture of what the kittens look like, because those got to be like super the smallest things. Yeah. Yeah. I don't even know if like, where are those located? I have no idea.
It says historical records are known only from India and Sri Lanka.
That would make sense. They're so cute, though. They are. I would love one. I would prefer a cheetah, just because cheetahs are really cool. But, I mean, one of those tiny cats would be great. But my cats don't like kittens. So, when we fostered kittens before, they didn't want them to come near him. And when they did, especially JV, would kind of, like, bat at them or hiss at them, and it's wow. They're babies, leave them alone. Like,
you are tiny, get away from me, small thing.
He's an old man who's lived his life without kittens, and some existed and they weren't his, and he's like, who are you?
He's a grumpy old man, get off my lawn, you damn kids.
That's like what it was. And he kind of had the colorations of like their mom. Mm-hmm. So they were really like, you could see their eyes get wide when he'd do that kind of thing at them. They're like, whoa. Like, I'm sorry. He's just a grump.
Adorable.
I love kittens. They're like, they're so uncoordinated.
Yeah.
Puppies, too. They're just so, like, they don't care what they do. They will throw themselves around.
I feel like small animals in general are all cute.
They are. Well, no, because, like, hamsters aren't.
Yeah. Well,
hamster babies are gross.
Yeah, yeah. But they don't stay hairless too long, so.
No. Before, I took a picture of a, there was a kitten, like, on my porch. And I took a picture and I sent it to my mom, but it was, like, in the process of moving, so it was kind of blurry.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, oh, that looks like there's, like, a kitten here. It's like a, I don't know, maybe close to a year old. It wasn't, like, that small. But the way that it was moving and that it was blurry, my mom's like, oh, that looks like a... I don't remember what she ended up saying, but I was like, are you going for capybara or chupacabra? Like, I thought she meant chupacabra, because I was like, yeah, I guess. But no, she's like, yeah, capybara. I'm like, no? It's like, that is not what it looks like at all. But okay. Like, do you know what a capybara is? I showed her a picture and she's like, yeah, that. I'm like, no, it doesn't. So I don't know what was up with that, but that was just the weirdest thing. It was just, I don't remember what she sent me, but I was like, either you mean chupacabra or capybara.
Yeah.
she's a mess.
Oh, but, so my topic for this week is, have you recently, because I know not too long ago you said that the BTS mobile game had came out, and so you were playing that. But other than that, have you recently found any new mobile games or any new apps or any new websites or anything that you found yourself going to a lot?
No, not any new ones. That's the newest one I play. I did pick up one recently. Again, Mystic Messenger is another one of those like otome games.
Mm-hmm.
But because that came out back in like 2016, and it just kind of sucks because it takes 11 real time days, and there's like chats that you have to do that gives you like a 2 hour span where you have to do this chat, otherwise you miss it. And if you want to go back and do it to like 100% and get the good routes and stuff,
uh-huh.
It costs hourglasses, which, you know, you get slowly if you play the game, but you can also buy them.
Right.
So it just kind of sucks doing that. That's why, like, it's taken me so long to get through. I've done most of the routes now. I think there's only two left, but I picked that up again recently because my cousin was like, hey, please play this because I want you to do this route because I want to talk to you about it, and it's been years. I picked that back up, but I don't know. Let me look at my phone. I don't think so. No, I don't really have any new ones that I've been playing. It's already hard enough for the ones that I have to, like, keep playing.
Yeah.
But, no, I don't think I have any new ones, besides the Bangtan one.
I have a couple of new mobile games that I've started playing regularly. I used to, because I think I told you this, at least I talked about it probably like maybe 7 or 8 episodes ago when I was talking about like I have a daily routine of like what I do when I wake up in the morning and like different apps that I check on my phone and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was playing a game of solitaire every day because every day that you complete the what they call a daily challenge, you get like a little crown, like, oh, you've completed the daily challenge for today, so you get the crown for today. Yeah. And I was doing that, and I was on a good little streak. I think I had about maybe 7 or 8 months in a row where I got my crown for every day. And mm-hmm. something happened. I think I had downloaded the beta for iOS. I think the next one is 13. The next one is going to be coming out. And so mm-hmm. I downloaded the beta for it, and which I normally do when I when there's a new iOS come out, I'll download the beta for it and just kind of use it for a little bit and just see the new features and stuff like that. And it was making one of my apps continuously crash. Like, I couldn't open it. And it was something that I use on a regular basis. So I was like, okay, so obviously this app isn't optimized for iOS 13 yet, which, of course, because this iOS is, the operating system isn't out yet, so of course all of the apps won't be optimized for it. And so I went to, and I made sure that I saved the backup of my data and everything before I upgraded to the beta iOS. And then so I went to switch it back to 12.3 or 12.4, whatever it is now. And when I switched it back, it wiped out all of my crowns for my solitaire. Aww. So I was like, okay, well, that kind of just like demotivated me from ever going back to solitaire. Mm-hmm. I probably could, because this was like back in July, I could probably go back and start on it now and kind of catch up for August, since today mm-hmm. is the 13th, so it's not too bad. And but so since I wasn't doing solitaire every day, I was looking for other stuff to kind of occupy my time with. And, you know, different apps that you're on, and they have different advertisements for different games and stuff like that. So I found this one game called, I can't even think of the name of it. I think it's called, like, Virus War or something like that. It is, yeah, Virus War. And how can I explain it? Do you remember, or do you recall an old, very old arcade game called Galaga?
Yes.
Okay. So it's kind of like Galaga in a sense, But I think there have actually been other arcade games like this, but I can't even remember any of the names of them. But basically, you have like a ship, and you have things coming down from the top of the screen, and you have to shoot them to basically kill them to move on to the next level. But basically, with Virus War, not sponsored by the way, but basically, Virus War is just they're all like little, they look like little virus molecules. And they have like different versions of them, and they'll do different things. Like there's one where all of the viruses are assigned a number, and basically, essentially, the number is like how many times you have to shoot it to destroy it. So there's like one virus that will increase the health of the viruses around it. There's another virus that will attach itself to the viruses around it. There's one that once you destroy it, it multiplies itself into smaller viruses. So it's stuff like that. And it's a real, I forget the term to call it, but it's like just not mind numbing, but something that you can just play and not really have to think about it or anything. So I've been playing that. And there's another app that I downloaded called BitLife.
Oh, I know all about that.
So I've been playing BitLife, and it's the only thing that's been keeping me entertained with BitLife is the I guess the achievements, just trying to get the different achievements. That's the only thing that's really been keeping me going, because everything else is like pretty repetitive.
And, yeah, I get bored of it real fast.
But to any of my listeners who don't know what BitLife is, it's basically kind of like a real life simulation type app where you start a new life as a baby and you progress in age, and the game gives you options on what it is that you want to do with your life. Like you can go to school, you can drop out of school, you can pursue a higher education, you can get a job, join the military. If you don't want to go to school, you can get different options on what it is that you want to do with your life. Every now and then you'll have a different scenario pop up, like, oh, one of your friends is doing drugs. Do you want to support them? Or do you want to, you know, hold an intervention? Do you want to just abandon them, or, you know, just do nothing at all? There's a situation like, oh, someone approached you on the street, asked you if you want to do heroin. Do you want to do it or don't you?
My favorite is when there's like, there's a duffel bag that you found that's full of cocaine. What do you do? And one of the things is like, consume all of it. It's a good time.
It is.
I think if you do that, you usually die, though.
Yeah. I've, they just recently updated it to where it includes jail scenarios now. Before the new update, I hadn't gone to jail before, so I didn't know how extensive
you gotta try and escape.
But there, yeah, there's like a little escape game. I don't know if it was if they had a little mini game before, but there's like a little escape game. So it was so funny. I went to jail. I tried to bribe the guards. It never worked. So once I got done bribing the guards, I tried to make friends with another inmate. He beat me up. So I was like, you know what, I'm done with this jail thing, I'm gonna escape. So I played the little mini game, I escaped, and then I got out. It was so funny because I went to college before I went to jail, and I went as a dance major, and so I wound up getting a job as a dance instructor. And how did I even get arrested? I don't even remember how I got arrested and went to jail. But I remember my initial sentence for going to jail was like 2 years. Mm-hmm. And so I escaped after the first year. So I was on a run. I tried getting a job back at the dance studio again. Nobody would hire me. And then after I escaped, the police wound up catching me. And so they put me back in jail for 15 years.
God.
And then tried bribing the guards again. Like maybe 3 times in a row and it didn't work. Then I got another 5 years tacked on to that for bribery. Then I got into another fight with somebody and they actually killed me. So I died in jail. And it was, once you die, because I've had a couple of I don't even, Bittersons is what they call them. I had a couple of them live to like 100 and something years old. And so they outlive like the rest of their family and everything. And so on your gravestone, when you die, there's like, oh, you know, such and such died because of, you know, this reason. And if there's no one left in your family or no one left that you have connections with alive because you lived for so long, they'll be like, oh, they, no one attended their funeral because they outlived all of their relatives and stuff like that. But when I went to jail, I think I was probably like in my 30s, and I had a, my mother was still alive, and I had two half brothers. And when I died in jail, my gravestone said, so-and-so died because of whatever injuries he received in prison. His mother and two half brothers did not attend his funeral because they couldn't be bothered.
Yeah, it gets real mean sometimes.
And it's it's so funny. You can tell how some of the scenarios are kind of like system generated, because it's like, oh, you have, especially like when it comes to injuries, like getting into a fight. It's basically just action. It's like name,
slapped your action, elbow,
right, and then body part. Because I remember there was one time I got into a fight with a woman about something. I think I went to a club and she called me some kind of name, and it was like, what do you want to do? Like, you can insult her back, not do nothing, or you can scrap with her. And I was like, I'm a fighter. And it was like, I fight her. And it's, I think it said, she, it's like, oh, you try to lunge at her, but she dodged you. And then it said she, I think it said like she bit your tricep. And then it said she pinched your anus. I was like, what? What kind of attack is that?
I mean, would it get you?
Yeah, I would imagine so.
Well, then that'd be very,
that'd be very effective.
See? Yeah, have you ever killed anyone?
No, it's against my nature to like do bad things in games.
Yeah, and I know, I never do it either, but my cousin,
it's so hard. And I think I'm just gonna have to do a playthrough where I'm just gonna have to like be mean and be bad. There's an achievement. The only thing I don't like about it is that once you die, the last achievement that you got is the one that you end the game with. Because there was one person I had got like 3 or 4 different achievements.
Oh yeah, like the ribbon you get?
Yeah, like the ribbon you get. Yeah. And because I know there's a ribbon for having 100 different hookups. God bless you.
Thank you.
There's a ribbon for having 100 different hookups, which takes a lot of time. But yeah. I found out during that you have a limit. You can do up to 15 in a single year. So there's that one. I did that, and I tried to get them all out of the way like really early, because I knew that there's also a ribbon that you can get for becoming an actor. So I went to college for the arts and became a voiceover actor, and then a regular actor, and then you become a lead actor. And so once you become an actor, you know, that's another ribbon that you can get. And as an actor, I wound up making, I want to say, I had like about $100 million in income or something like that. So there's another ribbon for like being, for being wealthy or being rich or something like that. And so just basically after getting all of those, I ended up canceling out my hookup ribbon that I got in the beginning. So I was like, now I got to go back and I got to do all those hookups again and try not to like get anything else beside of that. So I have to do one where I just like go on a crime spree and like go in and out of jail. Because I think there's one for escaping prison like so many times and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like I said, that's what really keeps me going, is like the different ribbons and stuff like that and trying to live those different lives.
Yeah. that's what my cousin did. She would do a bunch of like those kind of things. Mm-hmm. Because one of them, I forget what the achievement is, because it's something like father or will have, I don't remember how many children. And she did that by being in one of the lives where she was a guy.
Yeah.
She's like, that way it was like so much easier. You know, you don't have to worry about being pregnant or whatever, because that takes time away from you to be able to do that. So she's like, if you just be a guy and then you could be, you could have so many kids or whatever. So that's how she got the achievement that way.
Oh, okay.
And like stuff like that. Like she did a bunch of those things. And I was always like, I'm going to start off doing this. And then I'd get to a point where I'd be like, ought to though. That's mean. So that's pretty much why I would lose interest in the game so fast, is because I always ended up starting to play it the same way I always did.
Yeah.
Because I'm just not good at like doing bad things. An easy way to get money is to try and do the gambling. The horse races are semi-new, and I never get those. I get those, like, once every, like, 50 I win. But, yeah. Like, blackjack I'm pretty good at.
Yeah, blackjack is pretty good. I actually, the one that I had with the actress, I won my first horse race. And it was like, oh, I have, like, you know, $100 million, whatever. So I think the most you can bet on horses is, like, $10 million. I'm like, I'll drop a cool $10 million on it. And so I'm looking at the names. I'm like, I don't know which one to pick. I'm just about to lose this $10 million real quick. So I just picked one. And so I'm watching, and the horses go. And I'm like, holy shit, I won. And so I never
win at that.
I think the payout was, like, $50 million. So I guess it was, like, 5-1.
Yeah.
So that was pretty cool. But yeah, blackjack is pretty simple.
And the lottery.
The lottery, I never win. I could literally waste all my money on the lottery.
I've won it a few different times.
Really?
Yeah, I don't remember. It depends on, like, if it's higher, I buy more tickets.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's lower, I buy at least one every year, I guess. But yeah, I've won it a few different times just doing that, or just trying to buy like 10 plus tickets when it's higher, and like maybe only 10 or one if it's not as high.
Yeah.
And then that way, if you do win, you get a pretty good payout. But then also, because then depending on where you start off from, like if you do like Japan, because gambling is illegal there, so you can't do gambling there. So.
Okay.
Be aware of that, because then it kind of sucks if you like wherever you generate, if it happens to be like a country that has illegal gambling, you can't gamble.
Yeah, I didn't realize that.
Aw. Yeah. Yeah, depending on where you are, like prices change too, as to like prices of like the lottery ticket or like going to the doctor, or like all that kind of stuff changes depending on. I don't know if it's just what country or if it's also what city in the country, but yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, one big thing I realized is, like, if you're not born in the U.S., more than likely you can go to college for free.
Mm-hmm. That kind of thing. Yeah. They're pretty accurate about that stuff. But then it's still, you know, a really silly game.
Yeah. But I thought it was pretty cool. With this latest update, I think they've cut down on the amount of ads that run through the game, because I remember that because you have your relationships with your family or the person that you're in a relationship with or your pet or anything like that, anytime you wanted to spend time with all of them all at once, it would cost you, well, not cost you, but you would have to watch an ad first to do it. Or anytime you wanted to go to a movie, it would cost you an ad to watch the movie. And stuff like that.
Oh.
And so they've kind of, in the latest update, they've moved away from that. So you don't have to watch an ad to go to the movie with someone, or you don't have to watch an ad to, you know, spend time with all of the people that you have a relationship with. So I thought that was pretty cool, because I know that was kind of one of the things that kept me away from doing those type of actions because of watching the ad. And one of the things that I don't really care for, but I guess it's a way to spread the word about the app, is that if you create a social media profile and you want to make a post on social media, you have to share the app. So you have to like either tweet about it or Facebook post or send a text message and stuff that. Like that.
Yeah. But I think I also pay for it.
Oh, okay.
I think it was only like, I don't know, I remember it being like real cheap to like get rid of ads. So I was like, okay.
Yeah.
So I never deal with that. So I've always just played the game. And I've never had like, if you make a social media, it's always just like, this is fine. Like I've never had to post it in real life anywhere.
Well, that might
I don't
be
know if that's
because
I pay for it or if they added that.
It might be. Or they might have added that as a change. Because I know when I had my actress, I was like, okay, well, social media will probably be an important thing to have with an actress and everything. So I had to, like, once a year, I would make a social media post. And the only thing I would do is that when it was like, oh, share, you know, BitLife to post on social media. And I would just share it to my own phone number and a text message. And it'll just just see it like that. And just go to show you where my brain was. Because I was doing this last night because I couldn't sleep. And so I'm sitting there and I'm on my phone, I'm playing BitLife. And so I'll send a text message to myself so I can create a social media post. And so there's a bit of a delay. So I make the social media post and then I go back to doing whatever in the app. And my phone will like, my notification will go off and it's like 2 a.m. I'm like, who is texting me at 2 a.m? And then I go to check in. I'm like, oh, you idiot. You text yourself.
Oh, it's me. I've done things like that. man, one of the things, if you do gambling, is like you could have millions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
But if you lose, like if you lose at gambling, if you lose $5,000, $10,000, whatever, like a big chunk of money, even though it really affects you none because you have millions of dollars, then like if you leave and you're under or whatever, then if you're like dating or married to someone, they will get mad at you.
Yeah.
It's like that's nothing. Like, millions like this, of dollars.
This is literally pennies compared to everything that we have.
Exactly. It's like calm down. It affects nothing.
Yeah, I've gotten into an argument with a spouse over I think I bet like $10,000 on the horses. And it was like out of, yeah, like you said, I had hundreds of thousands of dollars and I just bet 10,000 on horses and I lost. And then I left and I got into an argument with my spouse about that. when I was an actress, one of the things, like you get a new bar because you have your happiness, your health, your smarts and your looks. And so you have those four bars. And then when you become famous as an actor or maybe famous as something else, but you have a fame bar. Mm-hmm. And you have to, like, as long as you keep your fame bar up, then you'll continue to be famous and you continue to get, like, you have another option on your activities screen to do fame things. And I think it's, you can write a book. You can appear in a commercial, at least for an actor. You can write a book, appear in a commercial, you can do a photo shoot, or you can appear on a TV show. And I don't know if it's because I was a woman and because the first photo shoot that I was offered was a topless photo shoot and I accepted it. And then every other photo shoot after that was either topless or like fully nude. But the first photo shoot that I accepted as a topless one, I accepted that one, and it was like for $600,000. And I accepted it. I was like, oh, okay, that's a pretty good chunk of change. And so I accepted it, and my husband was like pissed off at me. Oh, it wasn't even, we weren't even married at the time. It was just a boyfriend, and he was pissed off at me. So I was like, all right, down. Whatever. I took him on a vacation, and everything was fine. you can mend relationships real quick by either giving somebody money or if it's somebody that you're in a relationship with, you can take them on a vacation.
Man, you know, you can ask money from like your parents, and no matter how generous my parents are, usually they won't ever give me money.
Really?
Like, yeah. Sometimes, like I've had it happen a couple times where they have, but normally their generous bar could be all the way up, and I'm like, hey, can I have money? They're like, no.
No, I've never asked my parents for money. I know there was one time I was playing it and I don't remember the job that I had, But I think I might have been a doc. No, because it was when I was a woman. When I was a doctor, when I was a guy. What was I doing? I don't remember what job I had. But I was offering to give my mom money. And while she was, like, still a little bit younger and she was working, she would, like, refuse to take the money. She was like, oh, your mother appreciates the gesture, but she's not going to let you give her any money. So I thought that was kind of cool. But then once she retired and got older, she was like, oh, she just accepted the money. And I know they give you, like, there's certain options. It's funny that they give you the option, but they won't let you do it. And I don't know if it's for everyone, because I would only try it with, like, one person. And the run that I was doing where I was trying to, like, get to prison and do more criminal things and stuff like that, they give you the option to drop out of elementary school. And so I tried to drop out of, kindergarten or something like that. And it was like, nice try, but your mother won't let you drop out of elementary school. I think I like literally try to drop out every year, and it let me drop out by the time I got to high school. I think like maybe my sophomore or junior year, it let me drop out of high school.
And so mom was like, "Fine."
I was like, "You want to drop out so bad, just drop out." And so I dropped out of high school. Then I tried to go to the military. It's like, you can't go to the military. You don't have a GED. I was like, well, damn it. Now I got to go back to school.
This was a mistake.
So I went to school, got my GED. This was my military run. So I went to school, got my GED. And then I was like, I'll enlist in the military now. And I enlisted. And it was like, oh, well, you can join as enlisted or you can join as an officer. I was like, I'll join as an officer. But you can't join as an officer. You don't have a college degree. I was like, well, damn it. So now I got to go to college. So I went to college, got a degree, and joined the Air Force as an officer. I'm like, okay, cool. So I did a few years in the military as an officer. I got deployed and went overseas, and they're like, oh, well, you have to like navigate a minefield or whatever. And it's basically you're just playing Minesweeper in the game. So I did that, got through the first one. It was like, oh, congratulations, you know, like you navigated the minefield successfully. So you go back home. You know, I went through a couple more years as I think I got up to colonel, I think, as an officer in the military. And then I got deployed again. And, like, the first little Minesweeper game was, like, real basic. There was, like, only four mines or whatever. And then the second one, it was a little bit more complex. It was like, oh, now there's, like, 12 mines. And I was like, damn. So I thought I was doing good. And then I hit a mine, and that was it. It was like, you blew up, you're dead. And that was the end of my career. I was like, well, damn it. I was like, I thought I could at least be hurt. They put me in a hospital or something. Nope. Like, nope, you're dead.
You're just straight up dead. You stepped on a mine. Man, have your parents ever, like, when you go to college, have they, like, ever given you money for it? Or, like, we'll pay for it? Because I've never, ever had parents that will do that. They've always, like, usually I'll try that route first, and they're like, no, we will not pay for your college. And then I try, like, the route for, like, scholarships. Usually, like, 9.5 out of 10 times, I don't get that either, so I have to take out loan.
Yeah.
But, like, no, I've never had my parents pay for me.
I've never had to take out a loan for college. I think, do you build up a relationship with your parents while you're a kid?
Yeah, I always keep their bars at full.
Wow, that's crazy. No,
yeah,
I was
just like, no, we're good.
I think of all the times that I've gone to college, and I've probably played like maybe 9 or 10 different people. I think I've asked my parents for them to pay for like maybe 3 times, 3 or 4. And no, there was one time that that they didn't pay for it, but I was able to get a scholarship. But all the other times, my parents was like, oh, yeah, we'll pay for your college.
The frick, all my lives have sucked.
Yeah, I've never had to take out a loan for anything, whether it's either for college or buying a car or buying a house. I've always paid for it with cash.
Yeah, I never buy a house or a car unless, like, my spouse nags me about it, and that's the only time I do, and by then I usually have enough money anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, I've never gotten nagged about buying a house or a car. I've gotten nagged about...
I just don't do them. Unless I get nagged about it.
Yeah, I've gotten nagged at about planning a wedding. When
oh, yeah, I've gotten that too. But
like, you've been with so-and-so for like 10 years, and they want to get married, and yeah. What do you want to do?
I've had that before, and I'm like, the reason why I'm not is because I'm broke. Like, I can't have a wedding. Or then, like, you know, finally, you know, you get engaged or whatever, and it's like, I'm still broke, I can't do anything. So when you're engaged for, like, a couple of years, they start nagging you about it. It's like, I can't afford a wedding. Like, I have to do, like, the bare minimum, and sometimes even that I can't reach, and then sometimes they'll leave. And it's like, I'm sorry, I couldn't pay for it, you could have helped.
Yeah, let me see. I've gotten a divorce, when I was an actor. They, when I was in a relationship with the guy, he was just my boyfriend, and I did the topless photo shoot. It was like, oh, he's mad or whatever. It's like, you can either argue with him or you can, apologize. So I was like, okay, well, I'll apologize. And it's like, oh, you apologize. You told me it'll never happen again. So I go through like a few more years, we get married and everything, and then another photo shoot comes up for, it's like a full nude centerfold or whatever, and it's like $1 million something. I was like, of course I'm going to do that. And it's like, oh, he gets mad at you. And I'm like, what? I'm like, shut up. And so I argue with him, and then we wind up getting divorced because he was too upset with me.
He's like, no more titty pics. And you're like, okay. And then a full nude comes along. You're like, oh, shit, I gotta do that.
Right. So I was like, whatever. And I was just like, okay. I'm like, bye.
Fine.
No, he was okay. When we got married, it was like, oh, do you want to get him to sign a prenup? It was like, your net worth is like $16 million. His net worth is like... $35,000. Do you want him to sign a prenup? I'm like, hell yeah, I want him to sign a prenup.
Good thing you did.
And he was okay with it. But there was another relationship that I had before then. I think I was like a app developer or something like that. And I had about a few $100,000. And I was about to get married to some guy. He had like maybe $100,000 or something like that. It was like, do you want him to sign a prenup? I was like, yeah. I asked him to sign a prenup. I was like, oh, he's furious that you asked him to sign a prenup and all this other kind of stuff. I was like, and he refused to sign it. And so you can still move forward with the wedding or you can break it off. I was like, okay, well, I'll still move forward with it. And then I ended up getting divorced and he took half my stuff. I was like, you know what? Never again. If you don't want to sign a prenup, you're gone. Not going to take it. Not going to allow it.
But life is a good time.
It is.
I should pick it back up so I can lose interest in like a week.
I go through my phases where I'll just like run through a bunch of different lives and like, okay, I've had my fill, I'm done.
Yeah.
But yeah, last night because I couldn't sleep, because when I left for Chicago, I was like, oh, well, I'll turn my AC off and, you know, so I'm not having it run while I'm gone and rack up a huge bill. I got back into my apartment yesterday. And it was like 89 degrees. And so I was like, why did I turn it off?
Should have at least turned it down.
Yeah, because normally when I leave to go to work, I'll turn it up to like 80. And then, so that way when I come back home, it's not like it hasn't been running all day. But then again, it won't take too long to cool the entire apartment down. So I don't know why I didn't think about that when I left. I just thought, I was like, oh, I'm going to be gone for almost a week. Even if I turn it up to 80, it's still going to be running. You know, I'm going to be using power, so I might as well just turn the whole thing off, save me a little bit of money. Yeah, it was freaking hot. And I wound up not being able to fall asleep until like 4 in the morning because I was just too hot. But so bed life was a good way to like just pass time. I'm just laying in bed. I can't sleep. So I'm just sitting there, just tapping on the age button, going through lives and everything.
Yeah. See, that's part of the reason why I always fall off is because like the way that I play the lives, they just last forever. And yeah. Eventually I'm like, I'm done with this person. But then their lives keep going. And I'm like, because you can like kill them off. Like, yeah. You know, be like, I'm done with this life. Yeah, or you could just keep surrender. Aging. Yeah, but I'm like, I don't really want to do that because I've already spent so much time with this life. And even though I'm done with it, I don't want to just, like, throw it away.
Right. But I think there's a ribbon for living until you're 120.
Yeah, I think so, yes.
And I think the first person that it might have been either the first or second person that I had, they lived to 119. I was like, one more click and I'll get to 120 and it was like 119. Oh, you're dead. I was like, come on.
Yeah, that sucks.
And it was like, I don't know what else I could have done differently because I was healthy.
It did nothing. It just
happened. I was going to the gym. I was meditating.
You just can't live forever.
I was like, I just want to get 120. Just can't make it.
I know I've gotten past 120 because I know at least one of my lives I got like 122. But yeah, it's just sometimes it decides you should die.
Yeah.
And when it does, it's like, I don't care what age you are.
I had one where I think like my nephew died at like the age of 26 or something like that.
Yeah. I've had like young, I don't know. I don't think I've had kids, but yeah, like nieces and nephews, I've had them like die of whatever. Usually it is when they're older, not when they're younger.
Yeah.
Usually like a car accident or something.
I think I did have a nephew that died when he was like 11.
Yeah, sometimes it does happen.
That's rough.
And then it's like, oh my god.
Yeah, just like, oh, like really? Oh. And then it's like your happiness just drops all the way down. It's like, yeah. I'm sad in real life right now. Like, that's horrible.
I don't want this.
It's like, what is wrong with you, bit life? Why are you killing kids?
Well, and then you didn't always have siblings. That was added at one point, like as I was playing it, where it was like sometimes you have an older, younger sibling, and then pets were added at one point. And then your parents being able to like either not be married or have a divorce. So sometimes you have half siblings, like all that was added at different times. So they're always constantly adding to the game.
The reasons that your parents aren't together. Because when I first started playing it right before this update, maybe I didn't read it, but I've definitely been paying more attention now. It's like, oh, you are so-and-so born in this, like, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania in the United States. Your mother is so-and-so. Your father is unknown. You were the result of a bumble hookup.
Yeah.
I was like, wait, what?
Yeah, that happens.
And it's like, oh, your mother had a boy, and now your mother had a boy as a result of a drunken one night stand. You now have a half brother. I was like, Mom, what are you doing?
Mom, you already have a kid. Why would you go get drunk and have a one night stand?
Yeah, I think I had one person. I think the mother had like maybe four or five different kids. From different people, and it was like everyone was like, oh, it was a bumble hookup, oh, it was a Tinder hookup, oh, it was a drunken one night stand.
Mom!
I'm like, Mom, you gotta stop.
Mom, this is clearly not working out. You're just gaining kids, but no, like, man. Like, come on. That or start using like birth control or condoms or something. Goodness. Yeah, bit life is really fun.
It is. Now I've never had a father leave me any money. The only time I had a parent leave me money was always from the mom.
Oh. I might have. I don't remember. I haven't played it in like, I don't know, probably at least a year. It might still be on my old phone. I could try and look up like ribbons and stuff I've had later.
Yeah, you should look it up and just maybe play a life or two just to see all of like the new things that they have in there.
Yeah, I know, because like I've picked it up a few different times, and every time I do, you know, it's like they've added some cool things. The pets really get me, though, because I'm like, I can't not have a pet.
Right.
But then, like, sometimes you can have exotic ones, and then sometimes they just murder you. So
I didn't know that. Yeah, that's another part of the paid part of it.
Yeah.
You get to have exotic pets. Because I was looking. I was looking, because I had a dog when I was a kid, and then the dog died. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, well, I'll go, you know, while I'm an adult, I'll get another dog. And I was like, the first time I got pets, I was like, oh, you know, go to the shelter, adopt one. And that's like a crapshoot, because you might find a 5-year-old dog, and it's like their craziness mm-hmm. level is like skyrocketing.
Yeah, like, never get an animal or like be with a person that has a really bad,
really high level
because,
of craziness.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if it's like a cat or a person, they could kill you. So yeah. Never be with anyone or have an animal that has a crazy level like that.
I tend to stay away from those. It's like, because I'll regularly go to the gym or go to the library. It's like, oh, you met so-and-so at the library. It's like, oh, their looks are super high. Their smarts are super high. Money is kind of medium. Crazy is through the roof. I'm like, no, that is not my type.
I know. They're like, hey, what's up? And it's like, no, I'm good.
Like, nah, I'm all right. Mm-mm. I don't want to have anything to do with you. But yeah, when I was looking, I was like, oh, well, what if I just, you know, buy a certain breed of dog? Because they have, like, all kind of different breeds of dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, I can get a corgi. Like, nope, you got to pay for that one. I was like, oh, okay. I was like, oh, maybe a Jack Russell Terrier. Nope, you got to pay for that one. Like, if
you should look up how much it is to pay, because I think it's real cheap. It might be, like, 99 cents.
I think when I looked at it, because I think I did the no ads part.
Or maybe like $2.99.
I think the no ads was $1.99, but they have the Bittison thing, and to become a Bittison, I want to say I think it's $4.99 now. But
what is that?
Because I'm pulling it up right now, and I can see become a Bittison, and it says get your Bittison chip today. Access to the pet store, exotic pets, breeders, dark mode, and all other Bittison only features. Unlimited generations, live as a child and pass on your assets. Prison gang, you can join a prison gang. That's something new. And then and it says that you can help support the developers and everything.
I don't know. So maybe I've done that, because I know I've had exotic animals. Well, I know I've had at least the option. I don't remember if I've ever had any, but so I don't know. Maybe I had that, but either way, it's not. I can try and see if I have it on here.
Yeah, so that's $4.99, which is not bad to say it's only a one-time cost, because I know a lot of apps are like, oh, if you pay $4.99 a month, you have access to all of the features and everything. So I might, oh, yeah, now they have a new thing called Heirlooms, where you can look for, it's like just another collectible thing, and you can, like, every day you can, you can find one of the collectibles. So,
is it up in the right hand corner?
Yes. Like,
does it say Bittison?
Well, it says become a Bittison. Yeah.
Okay, mine says Bittison, so I do have that.
Oh, okay, then yeah, you already have it.
This is so bright. Ribbit.
Let me see.
I have not that many.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I've done 8 lives.
Oh, how many lives I've had? Frick, hold on. I have 6 ribbons, but it seems like they've added a ton. There were definitely not this many before.
Yeah, they have a whole bunch of them.
Cemetery. Nope, I wanted to scroll. Click. Maybe these are all there is. That's so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I've had 8.
Okay, yeah, and I have 6 ribbons.
I have 6 ribbons too.
One of the easier ones to get is the wasteful ribbon.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just start a life and then end the life. You're like, oh, you're born. Oh, I surrender. You're dead. Like,
one
okay.
of them I got really lucky. I don't remember what I was gonna do. I think I was just gonna keep, you know, where you just keep pressing age, but you don't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was my goal, but she died at age 4.
Oh wow.
Because I don't know, she had cancer of the buttocks.
Again, action body part.
But so I managed to get the unlucky ribbon on accident from that.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah.
Because I was just going to keep aging her, and she just turned 4 and got cancer and died. Yeah. So, yeah, all these I got in December. So December might have been the last time I played it.
Yeah.
December of either this past year or the year before, I don't know. It doesn't give me a year, but yeah, so I should play another game later.
Yeah, and I think I'll probably hop on and do something new.
You can add you can add your own people too.
Yeah, I saw that. I was like, but that seems like too much work.
I mean, you don't, they just appear in the game sometimes, where just they might be one who pops up who like you could date, or it might just be randomly in like a movie title, or you know, things like that. They might just appear.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you're not guaranteed to see them in your game. You just might, and you can add however many names you want.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then obviously you can make your own, like when you start a person, you can name yourself too if you want, or you can just go with a random name.
I guess I found it to be more fun just going with a random person because you never know where you're going to end up.
Yeah, that's what, it's fun doing that. But then, like I said, you're kind of screwed if you get someplace that, like, can't gamble, because that's, like, one of the things, I don't know, I just really like doing.
Yeah.
So then if you end up somewhere where gambling's illegal, it's like, you can't. I'm like, aw.
And then I noticed that if you try to move to a new country, it only gives you, like, a select amount of places that you can go.
Yeah, and it changes, like, you know, like, one life you might be able to go to these 5 places, and then another life that you have 5 different places.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not like free reign of the world. It's only like certain places you can go, which that kind of sucks, but makes sense.
Yeah.
Same for college majors.
Right. Because I remember I was trying to major in the arts before, because I was, one previous life, I was trying to become an actor, and it just, it wasn't an available option. And then I was like, okay, well, I'll just have to figure out something else to do. And then I think it was the one that I ended up doing, wound up going to prison and becoming a dance instructor, because I wanted to major in arts, but the arts wasn't an option.
Yep. Yeah, just based on, I don't know, just random.
Yeah. But if if any of our listeners, if you want to check the app out, I believe it's available on the Apple App Store and the Android Play Store. It's called BitLife. Again, also not a sponsor, just a fun time, something to occupy your day with if you have some time to kill. But if you have any other apps or any other websites or things that you go to that you spend your time on, let us know. Send us a message. You can easily do that by emailing us at spiderbitespodcast@gmail.com, or you can find us on various forms of social media. We are on Tumblr, spiderbitespodcast.tumblr.com. There's an Ask Us Anything link. You can click that and send us a message. You can let us know what you feel about the show. You can ask us any questions. You can share any stories. You can leave any kind of comments. You can also find us on Facebook. Just search Spider Bites Podcast, and that's Bites, B-Y-T-E-S. Or you can find us on Twitter at Spider Bites Cast. You can also, if you want to hear more episodes of the show, you can subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts, or you can find us on Spotify or Stitcher. Just search for Spider Bites Podcast. And if you do and you subscribe to us, we ask that if you can, leave us a rating and a review. That way it'll help us move up the charts and the podcast listings, as well as when you leave us a review, it lets us know how you feel about the show. And we always accept feedback, whether it's positive or negative, because anything that we can do to improve the show and bring a better quality product to you guys is always beneficial. And if you just leave some positive feedback, just saying how much you like the show, that's also appreciated, because it makes us feel good inside. And if you don't want to subscribe, you can still keep up with the show. You can go to our website at spiderbites.buzzsprout.com. It's an online media player. You can listen to it straight from your browser, whether it's on your laptop or whether it's on your phone or your tablet or your desktop computer. You can just scroll through the list of all of our episodes and you can find whichever show you want to listen to. And if you want to follow myself or Ashley, our social media links will be listed in the description of the show. And you can find us there if you just want to send us a personal message or if you just want to follow us on Twitter or on Tumblr. That was actually a lot longer than I thought we would talk about BitLife. I didn't know you knew anything about BitLife.
Yeah. I don't remember when I first got it. My cousin was the one who first told me about it, and that's why I downloaded it. But yeah, like, I remember one of my daycare kids up at the school, she's going into eighth grade now, so she was in seventh grade. She mentioned something about BitLife, and I was like, oh, I know that game. I was like, I don't know if you really should have it, but okay.
Yeah, I don't know if it's really for young kids.
Yeah, I was like, I know that. Wait, why do you know that? But yeah, it's a good time. It's a good game.
Yeah. But to all of our listeners, we thank you. We appreciate you stopping by and listening to us ramble on about a silly mobile game. We hope that you'll join us again next time for our next episode. But until then, we love you. We appreciate you. And we'll see you all at the next episode. Bye, everybody.
See ya.